Welcome back, guys. DGS. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. So, I got to tell you, driving home last night in an open-air Jeep was an adventure.
I bet.
He's laughing.
I mean, that was an adventure.
You enjoyed that gust front, and then you enjoyed the rain and stuff behind it.
That's good stuff. I was getting hit in the face, in the eyes, and then I put my sunglasses on, and they're getting blown off. So I'm driving with my hand really gripping the wheel because it's getting my Jeep's getting moved around.
Yeah.
And holding my sunglasses with the other one. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah. And it's like, David.
You know, the sun wasn't out. You could have taken the sunglasses off.
No. It was to protect my eyes.
You used that for rain protection.
Or for crud
no,
flying.
No, just from, like,
just junk flying through
stuff.
The air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely a dust and a pollen cloud with the gust front. No question.
It was, when I drew, and then I was coming up 40, and then all of a sudden it just... You could see it in front of you. It was like driving into the storm, and there's trash flying across Highway 40 and moving the cars around. It was as windy as I've ever seen it. Man, it was nuts.
I thought you bought a top for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a screen.
Yeah, it's just kind of, But the doors are off, so.
It's more to just make them feel better.
Yeah.
How actual function.
How strong were those gusts at their strongest?
60 to 70 miles per hour.
Wow.
Good stuff. Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Warnings out for just about everything.
Do we have a similar night tonight?
No, not at all. It's a whole different situation, but there will be some scattered showers and thunder showers around. And if you got under one of the heavier thunder showers, there'll be a fast downpour, could be a little pea-sized hail, and some gusty winds of maybe 40, 45 miles per hour. But that's not for everybody. And once the sun goes down, everything will collapse very, very quickly. Nothing as near widespread as last night.
Man, that temperature drop was nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh. You know what? That's the example of rain-cooled air. It's also example, these thunderstorms go up. The ones yesterday were about 50, 55,000 feet. It's really cold up there. So when that all comes down, when it all drops out of that thunderstorm, that cold air is coming with it. We went from 89 to 67 with those thunderstorms.
Wow. Yeah. Nuts. Nuts.
So rest of the week?
Rest of the week's fairly quiet. Yeah, we get through tonight. Still some scattered showers, thunder showers around tomorrow, especially southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. We're right on the western edge of a little tropical spin that's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Be a lot of rain over the southeast part of the country. It's not a hurricane. It's not a tropical storm, but it's something a little unusual for this time of year. Thursday, Friday, quiet. I think Saturday is quiet. And then Saturday night into Sunday, some more thunderstorms will be around, a cold front coming through, but no all-day rain. Temperatures, 80s. Let's think mainly 80s.
Coach, got a corner?
Sure, we'll do one. This is going to be based on entertainment. Some entertainment, like entertainment. I'll let you judge.
Not to be confused with the corner.
No. Corner is more informative, educational. This is entertainment. This is actually pretty much far. When your son, Dave, your son was into SpongeBob, wasn't he, growing up?
A little bit. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, not a lot, but a little bit.
Okay, because the two guys with Dave and Tony are big SpongeBob. And Tony, I don't know if you saw, Beaner saw the Broadway musical.
Oh, yeah?
And said it was the most amazing thing she's ever seen in her life. It's up for the Emmys. Is that what you get for live theater?
I thought it was, no, the Tonys.
Tony. It's up for a Tony.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for...
I mean, I haven't seen it, but everything I've seen on social media, people are just flipping out about how great it is.
She said the music is great. The dancing, she said, is the best dancing she's ever seen in a musical. She showed up, her and her friend in New York, at like 1:45 for a 2 o'clock show. They had two tickets left in the eighth row. She got them for $75 a piece. There were $400 tickets.
Ooh.
And she said it was the most amazing show. And they threw out, I can't remember, she said there was a couple lines. There's like SpongeBob lines that he uses and like throws stuff out.
From the show.
From the show. And everybody that were hip to the show went nuts. Said it was unbelievable.
My legs.
Yeah. So it just, she said she had a great time. It was fun. The other thing is, have you guys seen Dunkirk?
You know, can I be honest? I turned it off.
Did you really?
I got bored.
Boy, I started watching it. You haven't seen it, Tone?
Rage? I have not.
I rented it for money.
Really?
And halfway through, I'm like, I get it.
How was Harry Styles?
He was good. He was really good. And I'm watching him, and all of a sudden, I went, that's Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize it. But it tells the story of Dunkirk, which I've got
you
facts
recognized
on.
Recognized him?
I recognize him without
from the poster.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, of course, it's in my bedroom, so I'm, without the long hair and everything. The music is by...
Fern ripped it down.
She got drunk and ripped down my Harry Styles poster. The first thing I noticed about it was the music. And it's Hans Zimmer, who Beener had a chance to meet one. This guy
That's awesome.
He does music for everything.
He did The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Was a big one.
And it
Cool
just,
Runnings. Didn't they do Cool Runnings? The bobsled movie.
Possibly.
Yeah. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
Yep.
Yeah.
And get it on just, up. It's bobsled time.
It was the first thing I noticed, and then all of a sudden I looked it up, and it was like Hans Zimmer. It was unbelievable. So you know the whole story about Dunkirk, right? It's over in France, and they had to get all these out, and they got over 300,000 people. The Allies were out because the Germans were moving in and doing this. But when they left, 3,500 people killed during the evacuation. What else to say? But over 300,000 people got out. When they left, they left Dunkirk, which was on the beach and everything there. This is what they left behind. This is amazing. I had no idea. It was in France. They left behind 880 field guns, 310 guns of large caliber, 500 anti-aircraft guns, 850 anti-tank guns, 11,000 machine guns, nearly 700 tanks. They just left them there. And this is the most amazing part. 20,000 motorcycles and 45,000 cars.
Wow.
45,000 cars. They just left them.
There's a movie with Gary Oldman as
Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all about this.
Yes.
And it's amazing because the Nazis had these guys, 300,000 soldiers, dead to rights.
Dead.
And most of England wanted to surrender.
Yes.
They wanted to get terms from the Nazis and say, you can go after everyone else. Be nice to us. England will be Germany, but just we get to keep like the queen and stuff.
Right.
And Winston Churchill was saying, no, 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 no. And then he called Roosevelt to try to get boats to go get the troops. And he said, no.
Right.
And so they used
pleasure craft. Guys in like cabin cruisers, picking up guys like 60, 40
thousands
guys.
Thousands
of them came in and got them out. And a lot of those got knocked off too, but. It's just it's just amazing. It's until you kind of see the movie and realize
what's
going on.
And you think about history, like most of us who are not World War II buffs, and I'm not. So most of us are like, Winston Churchill, oh yeah, stiff upper lip, and Great Britain, we're never going to surrender.
Yeah.
But realistically, they wanted to.
Right.
And it could have just been, that was part of Germany.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, Winston Churchill doesn't get the credit, like you said, until the movie came out in this Dunkirk thing. And it also... The movie with Gary Oldman, takes place after Dunkirk?
I don't
know. There's another movie in there, too. There's like three movies that fall into place.
I think they were about the same, all around the same time.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, when you said the never surrender, because it's amazing when you think about it and watch it. And all these, and the way they broke the movie down is that they talked about it from the air, they talked about it from the land, and they talked about it from the sea.
And it really, there were points in World War II where it looked like we were going to lose.
Oh, big time.
Hell
big
yeah.
time, big time. And then they saw what happened. They had left so much there that they were going to scrap yards to find old buses and cars to use because they had no vehicles. They couldn't transport guys, and they would use them as long as they could, and they just broke down. But it's, I don't know, I like war movies, and it's Saving Private Ryan, which is hard to watch, which is a great movie. But this one, man, when I heard the soundtrack and then just started looking up all the facts about it, like you said, Dave, most people just don't know.
Thank you, Dave.